This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Signal Centers opened more than 53 years ago and has been helping people with disabilities achieve self-sufficiency through education and assistive technology. Teresa Jones is the Director of Marketing.
Our purpose is to serve people with disabilities and early childhood education. Our core programs are a children's program that serves children ages 6 weeks to 6 years of age. That is an inclusive child care program for children with special needs as well as children who are typically developing. Our adult center serves adults with disabilities age 17 and up. That program is co-housed with a geriatric day service program, providing a social outlet for adults with disabilities and geriatric adults so that they can stay active in the community. And our other core program is our assistive technology center. Our assistive technology center exists in order to provide assessments for people who have a physical or a developmental disability so that they can help them to use assistive technology to overcome their obstacles and be more self-sufficient.
The playground on the main campus at Germantown Road in Chattanooga recently underwent a transformation, which included specially designed equipment that will enhance learning opportunities as much as entertain the children. The old playground was practically unusable. Donna McComico is the CEO of Signal Centers.
The old playground area had a driveway running through it. We had about 5 or 6 gates that we would have to put the children behind when people made deliveries to the agency, when people were dropping off folks for our adult center. It had one accessible swing. A child in a wheelchair had no piece of equipment that they could roll onto. And so every child had to be taken out of their chair, which is not a bad thing. But we wanted children to be able to move themselves onto the equipment and be able to access every part of our playground. Since 70% of our children have a physical disability or another type of disability, we wanted all children to have access to every corner of the playground. The equipment was over 10 years old, some older than that. There were really only 3 pieces of equipment on the playground, so there wasn't a lot for children to play with. Our ramps were not ADA approved. There weren't many plants on the playground. There's one piece of music equipment there. Now it's going to be very, very different, but at that time it was pretty bleak.
The new play space was designed by PlayCor in consultation with education specialists. Excitement has been building at the school while the new area was under construction.
We had the groundbreaking in March, and it was an exciting day when we broke ground and the children had shovels and took a big dig. And since then, lots of little faces in the windows watching it develop and lots of big faces in the windows watching it develop. There's a path to the windows in all the classrooms now as they watch big equipment come and take it down the old equipment. And we had to do a lot of site preparation because our school sits on a hill. Many people may remember us as Sunnyside Elementary School. And so this was the back of Sunnyside Elementary School. On July 17th, we had over 60 volunteers come out and plant over 1,500 plants and trees on this playground. So it will be a very natural environment, and it will have nature, it will have music, it will have sound running throughout the playground. It's going to be a very unique place.
The grand opening of the new playground is scheduled for Thursday, August 5th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. The public is invited to attend the grand opening and speak with experts on early learning. PlayCor has designed the Signal Center's educational and innovative playground as a nature grounds playground, the first of its kind in Tennessee.
We're going to have lemonade stands, and we're going to have ice cream, and then we'll have a ribbon cutting in front of the pavilion, and we have decided that the appropriate person or people to do the ribbon cutting are the children. There will be specialists there from our Child Care Resource and Referral Network and our children's program that will be talking about why each piece of equipment is important to the development of children. Children learn by playing. If children can be playing and have an enriched environment with them, that they learn about nature, they learn about science, their bodies, movement, the seasons, they learn about plants and animals, they learn how to take turns, how to share. I think probably social development takes place on the playground more than any other place. And we are looking forward to a time when we can bring our classrooms outside and have the children engaged. We'll have sand and water tables outside. We'll have music equipment outside. We'll probably have classroom outside. So it's going to be an exciting thing. But on the grand opening day, you'll get to find out exactly what takes place on a playground and why it's so important for children's development.
In addition to seeing the new equipment, Signal Centers will showcase some of the therapeutic activities included in their programming.
the Rhythmic Arts Project. It was actually created by Eddie Tadori, who is the former drummer for the Beach Boys. He was injured in an accident, and through his own physical therapy and his overcoming his traumatic injury, he has put together a therapy program that is used for adults and children alike with disabilities. And we actually have that as one of our intergenerational activities. It's one of the great things when our children and our adults get to participate in activities together. And they do that using drums. Bob Stagner, who is a professional drummer with the Shaking Ray Levi Society, actually leads that program for us. And we're going to have a demonstration that day. And also we'll be doing a demonstration of our Dance Abilities program. Dance Abilities is a take on brain dance. And some of our therapists will be there to lead that. And both of those activities are actually going to be open for the public to join in and participate so that they can see how our children and adults are learning and how their therapies are actually enriching their lives. It's going to be a fun event. Definitely a good place to bring the family out. Let the kids play on the playground while you learn all about what we're doing at Signal Centers and actually see the facility. It's really very exciting to watch it grow.
Projects of this magnitude would not be possible without the dedicated efforts of many very generous people.
We're very fortunate to get some stimulus money to renovate the infant toddler playground as well as the big playground at Signal Center. We're delighted to be doing the grand opening of both of them on this one day. The Friends of Special Children is a group that raised all the funds for this playground, and it is so exciting. They have been so generous with Signal Centers. At the end of this year, they'll have donated over $500,000 to improve the activities and facilities for children with disabilities. And they have made a significant difference in the lives of so many of Signal's children.
This playground has become a project for lots of different people in Chattanooga and in the surrounding areas. It has definitely become a playground that Chattanooga has helped us to build. It definitely is a community affair for the Friends Playground, and we are so very thankful for everyone who has been a part of that.
The grand opening of Signal Center's new playground will be Thursday, August 5th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Signal Centers is located at 109 North Germantown Road in Chattanooga. Visit our blog at wutc.org for more details. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.